איך שנסתכל על זה ונסתכל כן פעמיים, היום זורם זורם כמו אתמול כמו שלשום.
This is Dr. Allie Evans welcoming you to Light on Health, a show where we shine the light on a full spectrum of topics that affects your health and that of our entire community. Today we're going to be talking about something which I think no one has ever experienced, which is stress and anxiety. So we're going to really bust that open today. My guests today are Cindy Nemluel and Don Young, who are co-owners of Designing Health here in Astoria. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you.
And this is a very timely show because I think we're about to enter this period of like the gauntlet of stress and anxiety for people, which is kind of ludicrous. But the holiday season should maybe be about giving, and instead we just take from ourselves till we're like this empty cup.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very true.
And I think when we're, you know, when I was thinking about both of you and the work you do in our community, you know, we're talking about stress and anxiety, but really the antidote to that is comfort, right? Whether it's us comforting others or us comforting ourselves. Mm-hmm. Both of you, and we'll talk a little bit about it in your background, that's the work you've both done and that what's mm-hmm. kind of led you to where you are now. Don, will you start and just kind of give us a little info about what you've done in the past and what's led you to where you are now and what you're doing for our community?
Sure. When I was in New Jersey working, I worked in a children's hospital. And I was always struck by the fact that it seemed like it was more about the paperwork and getting the job done and getting the patients through than it was with sitting and comforting and really trying to help people be comfortable with what was going on. When I moved to Astoria, I started working with hospice and NODA, No One Dies Alone, and at Clatsop Care, Sitting with the Dying. And I went to England and trained as a soul midwife to be with people because, to me, it's all about presence and being there and trying to help people be comfortable so that they can let go, for instance. And I think both Cindy and I felt that we wanted to be a resource in Astoria to help people, you know, just not wham bam and get in and get out, but to actually come and be nurtured and cared for and healed.
Yeah, and probably those messages that you, you know, are working with at the end of life is mm-hmm. it's the same for us living day to day, right? We
it
have
is.
To consciously choose how to let go,
right.
how to be present.
Right.
Right. And if we could kind of, I remember you saying to me once, and if for all the listeners out there, Dawn did a show, it was probably a few years ago.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, about her work as a death doula. And you mm-hmm. said something that really sticks with me all the time, but that idea of you've, and you can probably say this better, but you in when talking to people towards the end of life, mm-hmm. the similarity that you always hear is that they were their regrets or here what was
well,
it that you were
yeah I probably won't say it as eloquently as I did then, but you you don't want to have regrets. I mean, you want to keep your relationships current, and when I'm with people that are dying, I just want them to know that they are loved, they are safe, and that it's okay to go.
And you had said that they never talk about I regret that I didn't do this business transaction
right.
or that I
right. it's relationships.
Failed the
right.
medical board
of
exam
course.
Or whatever. It's all about the relationships in their life.
Yes.
So
that's,
if we could take that gem and
right.
embed it in our day-to-day lives.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Cindy, for you as a nurse, similarly, you were kind of on this field of how do we care for others.
Yes. Yes, I started out my career 40 years ago working in the emergency room and mm-hmm. The late 80s, I met Ann Baldwin, who was a massage therapist here for many years. And we were talking about burnout in healthcare providers at that time. And she,
wait, that exists. Shocking.
And she actually introduced me to all the benefits of massage. And I started getting massage on a regular basis at that point, but also have brought it to other scenarios. We took it out to Time Point when I worked out there for a while, and took it, and we introduced it into a lot of our workshops that we were doing for healthcare providers. we've been doing that. When I was working at Columbia Memorial Hospital, we've been doing massage for many, many years as a benefit, and the patients find that to be very helpful and comforting.
Yeah. And something, especially, you know, this theme of Giving Tuesday today, I just think about all of the, you know, all the people in our community in the world that are drawn to give to others in some way.
Right.
And it's, I think where we short circuit as humans and as a culture is giving that same amount back to ourselves.
Right.
You know, it's so easy to give to others of energy, of time, of love, of effort, of presence. Mm-hmm. And then we're sort of this afterthought, this like just got to get these things done. And like, oh, yeah, if I have time, I'll do some self-care in whatever way, whether it's physical or emotional.
Right. Especially to all of us caregivers. That's, it's very true.
Yeah. It's that there's that story with the Dalai Lama that a mother brings her son in to see him and says, you have to help my son. He will not stop. All he'll eat is sugar. He won't give it up. He won't stop eating it. And the Dalai Lama says, okay, come back in 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So the mom again brings her son, stands in this big line, waits her turn. Mm-hmm. She gets up to the Dalai Lama, you know, you have to help my son. And he just turns to the little boy and says, stop eating sugar. And the mom's like, why couldn't you have done that 6 weeks ago and saved this trip? And he said, well, I needed to give it up myself first.
Right.
So this idea of like what we do for ourselves spills over to how we care for others, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about some of the things that are offered at Designing Health and some of these modalities that you guys are working with that are helping kind of comfort the nervous system and comfort anxiety and stress and these emotions that are part of daily life.
Well, one thing that I'm very excited about is our post-electromagnetic field therapy, because what I've realized, and something that you've been teaching me for a couple years, is that we have to really look at things at a cellular level, and that we have inflammation at cellular level. We have actually damage to our cells, and the way that we help those is through a healthy lifestyle, drinking lots of water, hydrating ourselves, moving, and electromagnetic field therapy, which we could if we went and laid on the beach every day and sat in the sun, we would probably get enough electromagnetic energy, but we don't here, especially in the Northwest. We don't have that available to us, and we're walking around in shoes and we're walking around on cement floors.
Yeah, that's right.
So just having that, taking some time to re-energize ourselves, it's kind of like taking a cell that's looks like a raisin, and we're going to make it look like a grape again. And that way we can create an environment inside of our body that helps us be able to heal.
Right. It's interesting when you think about something that I work with all the time with people with anxiety. There's such a stigma to that word and that feeling and that emotion, but yet it's not that different than feeling joy or feeling you know, sadness. There are this range of emotions that are all a normal human experience.
Right.
Yet the word anxiety and this belief that we have something, you know, this disorder or something wrong, it's like, really, it's our body's innate wisdom to be anxious if there's something that it's processing.
Right.
It just sometimes doesn't get that memo of you're not running from a saber-toothed tiger.
Right.
You know, like there's actually no tiger anymore. Yeah.
Right.
So you can stop.
We have people come in and they lay on the mat, and we use a little aromatherapy and we have some sound therapy. And we've had one lady that comes at lunchtime. She says, we need to have lunchtime like this every day.
Yes.
And she's ready and refreshed to go back to work.
And they do in Europe.
Yes.
That's a very popular thing. They actually have little neighborhood places where people go and jump on the mat. You know, during their lunch hour. And I think they do it better in Europe than we
right?
do here.
They also do food better a lot of times in Europe.
Right.
But that idea of what do we do to push our reset button? Mm-hmm. Because stress and anxiety is inevitable, you know, especially, it's in terms of demographics, women are way more likely to have, you know, a diagnosis of anxiety. And women in developed countries are even more likely, which you just think, what are we doing wrong?
Right.
I mean, we should all be laying on a beach in a tropical country, mm-hmm. not in.
Right, and I think coming into designing health, even if it's for a half an hour, just to lay quiet with music, with the lights down low, you really do feel better. And you can't do that at home usually because the phone will ring, the dog will bark, someone will be at the door. There's
Absolutely.
Something you have to do just to give yourself time just to unplug for 30 minutes can be life-changing.
Yeah. And I think that notion, you know, I think we often are bombarded with these images of people like sitting, you know, doing this Zen meditation or people doing yoga. And it's like, oh, you're anxious, you have anxiety that, you know, is troubling you. Just sit with your legs crossed and your fingers mm-hmm. together mm-hmm. and just breathe for 20 minutes. And it's yes. like to get someone who's in anxiety to that, no one yeah. can jump into that.
Right.
And so to have this support system or right. to go somewhere, like you mm-hmm. said, I know for me, I can't do yoga at home. I'm like, you know, bending over and seeing the dust yeah. in the corner. And I'm like, mm-hmm. let me just quickly grab that right. broom and then True. I'll be right. right back.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And even, you know, if they're having a treatment, we can throw a blanket on them and they're cozy and they're just quiet.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's all you need to reset.
Yeah.
You know?
But we do find when people come in to use the float tank, that's a very meditative thing for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them are nervous to come in because
sure.
they don't know what they're going to do when they have this quiet mind.
Yes.
And so it is helpful to
yeah.
have some tools, you know, to have some breathing tools and that kind of thing, that first 15 or 20 minutes in the float tank.
Tell us about the float tank and the experience. And
yeah. Well, it's 10 inches of water with 850 pounds of Epsom salt and
warm water, body temperature water.
Right, uh-huh. right. It's the same. It's your skin temperature,
mm-hmm.
so that you can kind of lose your body. And I actually just went to a float conference in August, and we had some scientists come talk about they're using it for post-traumatic stress, anxiety. It's used for relaxation, for creativity. You know, we have people, we don't try to pre-program people about how they're going to use it because everybody uses it for a different
mm-hmm.
reason.
Mm-hmm.
And probably reset is a big word that we hear mm-hmm. all the time.
But, well, and it's almost like a rebirth. You're going into this, like, it's uh-huh. the same as the
right.
womb. Well, it's that separate, you know, like you said, you lose your body, that mm-hmm. differentiation between what's me and what's not me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
becomes non-relevant.
Right. And they're finding that the effects last for 32 hours after people are done with the treatment, too.
Yeah.
So.
And so people go in and get into the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And how long is a typical session?
60 to 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We actually kind of advise people to maybe start out with 60 just
mm-hmm.
the first time and try three times
mm-hmm.
so that they can get a full experience.
Right, because the first time you don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
The second time you're a little more comfortable, but by the third time you know, okay, this is the routine. I know what's going to happen. I know what it feels like. Now I can relax.
Yeah.
So.
And I think something I see all the time in practice is oftentimes you have to do something to push the reset mm-hmm. button, mm-hmm. meaning, you know, you have to move your body or you have to do some outlet or you have to get in a tank. Like you have to actually choose to do something because sitting with the feeling of anxiety,
mm-hmm.
trying to push it away causes the most suffering, right?
Right.
So something
True.
That says, I'm going to do something
right.
for this,
right.
you know, or
right.
for me.
And one of the reasons why we call this designing health is because we have all these different modalities and everybody's going to have a different way
mm-hmm.
of wanting to comfort themselves. I mean, some people just like to come in and use our infrared sauna, and that increases their circulation and decreases inflammation. And they just love that warmth, and that's just one of the things that we can use even in conjunction with other things, have a sauna and a massage, and so we kind of believe in people designing their care,
right. Which should be the case in all of health, healing, and medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
It should be this partnership and this
mm-hmm. right.
self-creation.
Right.
It's just we have a very different
thing yeah. for everybody.
Yeah.
What feels good to them.
Right.
Yeah. We kind of ascribe to three to kind of a that whole thing, if you look like a Venn diagram with conventional medicine, complementary medicine, and healthy lifestyle, and just in the middle, there's a little sweet spot.
Yeah. I want to just kind of live in the middle.
Yes.
On that beach you talked about.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or the grass. It doesn't have to be the beach.
That's right.
It's the same from the earth. So
that's right.
Nice grassy lawn would work as well.
That's right. Yeah.
But not in December.
There's this really ancient medical practice of going out barefoot in the dew in the morning, like on wet mm-hmm. grass, which just like gives me the chills thinking about. But it's something that they've done for a really long time, just as a mm-hmm. morning, getting your whole system to calm down.
Right.
Yeah. So if you're listening and wondering what fascinating women I am speaking with, I'm talking with Cindy Nemluel and Don Young, who are co-owners of Designing Health here in Astoria. And I want to remind everyone that it is Giving Tuesday, and that for our station, we are trying to raise $10,000 total for upgrading all of our operating equipment, since it's 20 years old and will not withstand storms or anything else on the coast, like our last night's storms. So if you want to pledge money, the phone number is 503-325-0010. A pledge of $100 gets you an emergency radio, a hand crank emergency radio, which is helpful here on the coast. Mm. And in spirit of Giving Tuesday, let's also think about ways that we can give to ourselves, like we're talking about on this program, and give to others in non-monetary ways, but just how we can step it up today as individuals to give to all, ourselves, our community.
Yes.
Yeah. So some of the other things that you guys have, you have the float tank and the pulse electromagnetic field therapy. What else do you guys have available?
Massage.
Yes. Which I have to say, I had the most blissful massage there.
Right. We have all different types of massage, too. So depending on the person, whether they're looking for deep tissue, which is not my favorite. I prefer lomi or relaxation, uh-huh. which is gentle and not such deep work. We have Thai massage, which some people love because that's more stretching, and that's where you would wear athletic clothes and you're on a mat on the mm-hmm. floor, so it's a lot of stretching and so forth. So depending on what you're looking for, if you're just looking to relax or you really have a problem that you want worked on, massage is terrific.
Something really interesting about massage oils and that kind of smell, mm-hmm. you know, the olfactory. Mm-hmm. There was a study recently that people who are more anxious will, if you give them a test of smells, they'll identify a neutral smell as a negative smell. So compared to someone who's not anxious, their experience of taking in the world through the senses has kind of a negative spin. And it's that emotional system being tied into the sensory system. Mm-hmm. So you think about how it affects the way that you take in the whole, you know, your whole outside world, all the senses.
Right. Right.
But that idea of also honoring the other senses. So you have the touch and you have the smell and you have the warmth of,
right.
you know, the warm towels
right.
and all that.
Right.
But really honoring the senses as well, mm-hmm. because they're tied into mm-hmm. that whole.
And we do like to use aromatherapy mm-hmm. in everything but the float tank. We can't
yeah.
put oils in the float tank. But the sauna, if you're interested in aromatherapy, we'll ask, you know, we'll give you a couple of choices mm-hmm. and just to have that smell while you're in there. And definitely for massage and the pulsed electromagnetic mat, we offer aromatherapy.
But we are also very careful to have neutral smells
yeah.
and give people the choice.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Some people don't like aromatherapy, so.
Right.
But just want that neutral smell.
So right.
We're very conscious of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And you guys were you do a number of classes, kind of mm-hmm. different topics and different speakers. And do you have anything upcoming with that? Anything scheduled?
Mm-hmm. On the 15th of December, at 3:30, we're going to have Herb Ment, who is a personal trainer, that's going to be coming and talking about his own life transformation.
And December 15th is a, what day of the week?
It's the 16th. I'm sorry. 16th. It's a Sunday.
Okay.
Yes. It's
okay.
16th.
And that's at what time?
3:30
at Designing Health.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's, can people get information on your website about what's going on?
Yes.
Yeah. And anything coming up for the holidays, any specials or anything for anyone to know about?
Yes, we have 15% off on all gift certificates now through the first of the year. So.
And that would just be just about the perfect gift in my mind for people.
It would.
Yeah.
Or for someone you love.
Right? Yeah. What do you feel like with you guys really working with people day to day and seeing the effect of people just caring for themselves in this way? Anything that you're noticing or any different experience you're having with seeing, you know, now that it's been, you guys have, how long have you been at it? Over a year?
Mm-hmm. Just, it was a year in October.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which way you're talking about, but we have people that come that, you know, people say that they feel guilty for taking care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing we'd really like people to feel, it's an investment in their health and not a luxury, that it's something that will make them feel better. And it's definitely worthwhile and worth having. And there's other people that come that will have a massage. And I had a girl in the other day that said to the massage therapist, "Can I give you a hug? That just felt so good." Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it really, it feels good to be nurtured and cared for. And, you know, when you take the time, I don't think you'll regret it.
Yeah. And does you seeing, you know, having worked with end of life and now seeing sort of people in the midst of their living.
Right.
Do you feel like there's something you wish you could give them from these lessons from the end of life? Like, this isn't important, or this, you know, your laundry pile is not going to matter.
It's relationships and caring for one another and being considerate and taking time to listen, which is a really big thing.
Right.
Just to let people tell you how they're feeling and not try to guess what's wrong with them, but let them tell you, you know, this is what's wrong. This is what needs work, and then we can help them.
Mm-hmm. So, and what you're saying is just reminding me of that shift from like human doing to human beings, like from the brain to the heart. Like if we could just live more in our heart space, all the brain stuff would get done. It really would.
Just listen to our own inner wisdom.
Yeah. And for you, coming from the hospital setting and a really clinical setting. Mm-hmm. How does it feel for you being kind of shifting to this place of healing in such a different light?
I just see it as such a partnership with conventional medicine. And
I
feel like if people would give themselves the gift of stopping and relaxing and calming their nervous system, that they would heal faster and that their immune systems would be so much stronger.
Yes. We have a poster in our office, you may have seen it, that says, I've come to believe that self-care is not a luxury. It's a means of survival, you know, that how do we, you know, it's like, how do we possibly think that we can give out when our tank is completely depleted? Yeah.
It's very true.
Yeah. So for people to find out information, they can stop in to Designing Health. What's the address?
1428 Commercial Street.
Okay.
So we're kind of between 14th Street Coffee and the pot shop.
Yep.
Sweet Relief.
Or our office.
Or Allie's office. I'm sorry. That would be the other
Right.
point. Our website is www.designinghealthastoria.com. We have a lot of information there. We're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Great. And any last minute sort of parting words of wisdom or anything else you want our listeners to know about before they go off into the wide world of holiday anxiety?
Well, I think we would welcome people if they would like a tour.
Yeah.
If, you know, people aren't in having a massage or in the float tank, if they did stop by and were curious, we'd be happy to show them around and show them what we have and explain each of the different features and maybe.
And do you have like drop-ins where people can drop in and sauna, or do people mm-hmm. need appointments ahead of time?
I think it's best if you're if it's the day of, mm-hmm. it's you should call early,
mm-hmm.
Because we fill up, as the day goes on.
Yeah.
Where people are like, I think I'll take a sauna today or yeah. whatever else. But a couple of days out is best if there's a certain time that works for you. And we're also going to try to open more in the evenings because we're finding that a lot of people that work are not able to get in
mm-hmm.
at the present 5 o'clock. So we're Wednesday and Thursday evening. Mm-hmm. We're extending our services to 7.
Oh, that's great.
And may do that on some other evenings.
Uh-huh. That's great.
And we currently have massage available till 7 on right. Wednesdays and Thursdays.
And weekends? Do you guys weekend mm-hmm. hours as
yes.
well?
Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. Sunday we're closed. Sunday's the day we have to do all our...
You have to actually do the business side
yes,
of it?
Repairs and touch-ups and things, laundry, lots of laundry.
Well, it's good to know that there's clean laundry.
That's right.
And, yeah.
That's right. We're always doing laundry.
Yeah. So. And I think for me, as a physician, the part that I really want all the listeners to sort of honor is anxiety as a very normal human emotion. Mm-hmm. That's not something we need to be ashamed of, and it's not something we need to run from. But just to honor it the same way we would stop and honor a joyful moment, mm-hmm. That moment where you just right. feel joy and you want to just lock it in. With anxiety, choosing to just say, okay, it's here. Yes. And what am I going to do with it? Like, hi, I know you and you're mm-hmm. back. And what mm-hmm. am I going to do with you?
Right.
And some, choosing to either come get the support and nurturing and comfort.
Right.
Coming to you guys or whatever self-care ways, but mm-hmm. to honor it rather than fight it, because I think the fighting right. is really what causes the suffering.
And I'd also like to say, too, at the holidays, people that have grief.
Yes.
That would be a nice way for them to just be nurtured,
yeah.
to be cared for. Because if they've had a loss, there's an emptiness that human touch, would be wonderful. Would
yes.
be a good gift for themselves.
Yeah, so many times people are wondering what they can do, and so this is a great thing for them
right.
to
yes.
be able to
or,
offer them.
Or a friend or yeah. a neighbor could yeah. get a gift certificate for somebody that's had a loss.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much
for
all you do
us.
And for this wonderful service for our community. And a very special thank you to our generous engineer, Joanne Rideout, without whom I would not have a show. We've been talking to Cindy Nemlowell and Don Young about self-comfort. And don't forget, on this Giving Tuesday, you can give in all ways, whether financially to the station, 503-325-0010, and ways that we can give to both ourself and our community. You've been listening to Light on Health. And I hope I hope you go forth and feel more enlightened and empowered and take one tiny step forward towards your own radiant health. Have a great rest of your day.